Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in this part of the show, I will be talking with Alexander Chagnon. Alexander is a pharmacist, and he's also the spokesperson for the six-week challenge called Quit to Win. This is a six-week challenge of giving up smoking and vaping. The challenge runs from February 3rd to March 16th, and it involves money. But first, we will hear a song called I Feel Alive, and it's by Art Deco. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
You know the feeling don't get any better than this. My vision blurred when the music hit like a cannon blast and the drummer blends. My ears still ring at the thought of it. I've been running wild, the pace and the slow, and I've been alive since the day I was born. The fire's inside, it's automatic. When the temperature's hot, I'll be ready for it. Even if the shoe don't fit, if you give me an inch, I'll burn up a mile and laugh in the ashes with an innocent smile. So don't return me with the good times. You know I'll be there, and you better believe it.
You can't stop me now. You know I'm always up for a good time. Even with the heat on low, I can't stop.
From the Cube 88.9 FM, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Alexander Chagnon. He's a pharmacist, and he's also the official Quit to Win challenge person. Now, the Quit to Win smoking and vaping. So, welcome, Alexander.
Thank you.
Now, could you tell us about the Quit to Win smoking and vaping challenge? What is it, and who is it for?
Yeah, well, it lasts for 6 weeks. It will start on February 3rd to March 16th, and it's the 26th edition this year. It allows both smokers and vapers to quit smoking and vaping, and 75% of all subscribers are able to achieve quitting for the 6 weeks. What I could add to this is that we do 6 weeks because there are studies that show that when you stop for 6 weeks, you increase by a sixfold the chances to quit for good. So yeah, this is why we we do it for the 26th edition this year.
That is really wonderful. 26 years it's been going on. What inspired the creation of this challenge?
Oh, yeah. So 26 years ago, there were like so many smokers back then. And as of today, there are still 11% of Quebecers that are still smoking. And in the last few years, we have so many new vapors, people who never touch a cigarette but start with e-cigarettes or vaping. So this is why it started back then, and it's still really relevant this year because of vapors, actually.
Okay, that's kind of sad about people taking up vaping, especially people who never smoked. Why is this initiative especially important for people in Quebec?
Well, in Quebec, we have, like, as I said, so many new vapors. And among the youngs, it's really a public health problem. As a pharmacist myself, I can see every day people struggling to quit vaping and quit smoking. They visit pharmacists, they visit doctors and physicians, and they are in search of tools and help to allow them to quit. And so the Quit Twin Challenge allows them to have so many tools, so many drugs and prescriptions available to them. And as a pharmacist myself, as I said, I can prescribe everything from patches to drugs taken by mouth. And it's been like this in Quebec for the past 5 years. Before then, we had to go and see a physician to have a lot of those medications that are available today for a pharmacist to prescribe.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, how does the challenge work? What are the rules and requirements for participants?
Yeah, actually, it's quite simple. You just visit quitchallenge.ca. It only takes 2 minutes, and you could win a grand prize of $5,000 on top of saving thousands of dollars by quitting for the challenge. What the challenge in terms of tools are provided is, among others, an online community, both available on Facebook and Instagram, of people that in the previous years were successful in quitting thanks to the challenge. We also provide subscribers with different support tools, such as the SMAT system. So the SMAT system is text messages that you receive to make sure that you're on the right track. There are also drugs being able to be prescribed both by pharmacists and physicians thanks to the challenge. And so, as I said earlier, it's 6 weeks. And if you go and complete the 6 weeks without smoking or vaping, you are in the draft to win $5,000.
Okay, that's wonderful. I think 6 weeks is always an important number in changing any habit, I think.
Exactly. And what we see in terms of health and health-related benefits of quitting for 6 weeks is that as early as 2 weeks after we quit smoking or vaping, we improve greatly the perception of effort or the respiratory health of people that used to smoke or vape. So yeah, we see firsthand the benefits of quitting. And as you said yourself, we have a clear understanding of the habit patterns. And 6 weeks is really the gold standard in terms of quitting smoking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you share any statistics or success stories from the past challenge?
Yeah, actually, a lot of people who subscribe to the Quit Challenge are not at their first year subscribing. So what I mean by that is that it's not because you tried in the past to quit that and you didn't achieve quitting for good that you're not allowed or you don't have any chances of quitting this year. So last year, more than 15% of all subscribers who achieved quitting for 6 weeks were previous subscribers in the previous years. And so we have this statistics in Quebec that the mean number of quitting attempts for someone who achieved quitting for good is 6 times. So really, it's rare for people to quit for good on the first attempt. So what I want people to know right now is that if you tried in the previous years, we have new tools, new support for you, and we are pretty sure that this year could be the good year for you to stop and quit for good.
Okay, that's wonderful statistics. How does it work? Do the people just police themselves on the honor system? Is that how it works? Or?
Yeah, exactly. This is how it works. So you really need to just visit quitchallenge.ca, subscribe, it takes 2 minutes. And then we provide you with the series of tools I just described. And by the sixth week, we will just reach to every subscriber and have a series of questions for them. And among the people who will achieve quitting in the 6 weeks, we will make the big winner of the grand prize of the $5,000 I described earlier.
Okay. Are people generally honest, do you think?
Yeah, actually, it's quite, I'd say, people actually, they don't want to be this person, the unique person in Quebec to have won a $5,000 grand prize and showcased in the last few days or weeks that they were still smoking. So, this method to select the grand winner is the one we've been using for several years now. And it really works good because you don't want to be ashamed of winning a grand prize and having smoking. So, yeah.
Exactly. Now, how does smoking affect the broader community and healthcare system in Quebec?
Yeah, the smokers are really green users of the healthcare systems when it comes to cardiovascular health, pulmonary health for sure. But what we have as new studies, because there are so many new studies in the past few weeks, months, and years that showed that even vapors are having like health issues due to the vaping material. The last one of this study was published 3 weeks ago, and it showed that in terms of cardiovascular health, it's not neutral. We have impacts and not good impacts when it comes to vaping. So yeah, it's quite new vaping, and we don't have a lot of studies and a lot of data points that showed it can be really not harmful for health. So what we want to do, and as a pharmacist, I really want to point out that maybe there will be more studies that shows that there's health issues related to vaping. So that's why I want to make sure that every vapor out there is aware that the Quit Challenge is air to health, and there's tools that are really relevant to smokers, but also to vapors.
Important to know. Now, how are healthcare providers, organizations, or even the government involved in supporting this challenge?
Well, we don't have a clear implication of every healthcare professional out there. There are three main healthcare professionals implicated in or in. That are helping smokers and vapers to quit. The first one being physicians, as I said, the second one being pharmacists, and the third one was what we call in French inhalotherapeut or respiratory health therapist. So those three can prescribe every drug out there in terms of quitting or smoking or vaping. And the government is really supporting the Quit to Win Challenge in terms of financial resources, but also tools. So we have in Quebec what we call CAT or Centre d'abandon du tabagisme that are all there in every region in Quebec to make sure that if you want to speak with someone who can help the cravings and those type of issues we have when we're dependent on nicotine, you can reach those centers. So yeah, the government of Quebec is really aware that of all the ramifications in terms of health issues related to smoking and vaping, and this is the Quit to Win Challenge. This is the way for them to be able to reduce the number of smokers and vapers in Quebec.
Okay, good to know. How has the response been so far from the public in general?
Oh, the public in general is really, really great in terms of subscribers. We have thousands of them already, even if the Quit to Win Challenge will only start on February 3rd. So we're looking at more than several tens of thousands of subscribers, both from like smokers and vapers last year, It was the first year for vapers to be able to be subscribed to Equip to Win Challenge. And one out of four person that are subscribed were vapers. So we want, the target we have this year is for more vapers to subscribe, even if last year was phenomenal in terms of number of subscribers. So the public is really, really great. They try for the first time, but also for the second or fifth time. And we want to make sure that they will get the right tools, because we have new tools for them to test and to try this year.
Now, what motivated you personally to get involved with this challenge, and why is it meaningful to you?
Yeah, so actually, I'm the sportive type, and a lot of people around me, in my surroundings and friends and family are both either smoking or vaping, and the vaping side of it is really, really something that shocked me, both from my perspective as a pharmacist with my patients, but also as a patient myself, and so. The fact that I decided to make this challenge something that I'm part of is the fact that this is the one thing you can do for your health that will improve greatly your cardiovascular health and reduce your risk of cancer and heart disease. There's nothing in there that can increase and improve more greatly those three things I just described more than quitting smoking and vaping. Even if you decided to go to the gym six times per week, this will not improve your health more than quitting smoking if you smoke or vape. So yeah, this is why I decided to join the challenge today. It's my fourth year as a spokesperson, and I won't let down this challenge before there will be less, really, really less smoker and vapers in Quebec.
Okay, really well said. Now, what's the most rewarding part of seeing people participate in and complete the challenge for you?
Yeah, so a lot of people say that they subscribe and try to quit because it costs so much to live right now. The expenses you have as a patient, everything is like increasing in terms of price. And so what we have as a study is that in Quebec, when you quit smoking or vaping, you will save more than $3,000 per year in vaping material or cigarettes. So a lot of people are motivated by the fact that it costs so much right now to live, and they try to save something. So on top of the health benefits of quitting smoking and vaping, we will have those benefits in terms of savings and money. What we have from last year is really the fact that saving is pointing out there as the main reason after health benefits when it comes to motivation from subscribers.
Okay, that's interesting. About how many cigarettes does an average smoker use a day, and about how much does it cost them?
Well, the pack of cigarette right now in Quebec is around $15. So what we have from people that are still smoking, we have more than 800,000 people in Quebec still smoking cigarettes. The average is one pack a day. So it's $15 per day. There obviously are people out there that are smoking really, really more than this, and some small class. And in terms of vaping, the vaping material is increasing in terms of price. So we have a 15% increase in the last two years when it comes to vaping material. So it costs a lot. And in those days, there's so many things that are increasing in terms of price, and this is no exception. So yeah.
Okay, interesting. How do you see the Quit to Win challenge evolving in the future?
What we want in terms of future steps for us. So vaping was, as I said, it was the first year, last year, that vapers could subscribe. What we see pointing out there is people consuming nicotine by using what we call pouches. So it's quite new. It's been 3 years since it was integrated into Quebec's market. You can buy, as a patient, you can buy those in in multiple convenience stores, even pharmacies were adding those type of material. So as one brand is like Zonic, there are so many out there right now. And we really see people being really struggling with quitting those pouches of nicotine, as you described. So what I want, as a pharmacist myself, I really want next year or the year after this to be able to integrate it in terms of subscribers, people struggling to quit with those type of products as well. The exact same thing we did with vapors 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Now, for those people listening who might be considering joining the challenge, do you have anything else to say to encourage them or motivate them? I know you've said a lot, and it's great information.
Yeah, so I just want to emphasize the fact that 75% of people who subscribe or start the challenge with us ends up quitting for 6 weeks. It works. This is why we do for the 26th edition this year. We won't replicate 26 times something that is not working. So yeah, if you're not quite sure, just give us a try. Actually, go on Quit to Win Challenge. It will take 2 minutes. You will be able to have a conversation with someone who will be helping you. You will integrate an online community if you want of people who quit in the last few years, and you could win the grand prize of $5,000, as I said. So if you're not sure, if you're on the fence, please just visit quitchallenge.ca and give us a try.
Okay, and that's how people can join the challenge. Anything else that we missed that you'd like to say, Alexander, before we go?
No, your questions were great, actually. I'm pretty sure we covered it all, so thanks. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you so much for all the information today, Alexander Chagnon. He's a pharmacist, and he's also the official Quit to Win the Smoking and Vaping Challenge. Thanks very much, and all the best on the challenge.
Thank you.
And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Did you know that vaping isn't as harmless as it might seem? While marketed as a safer alternative to smoking, e-cigarettes can still harm your health. Most vape products contain nicotine, which is highly addictive and can affect brain development in young people. Even nicotine-free vapes aren't risk-free. They may contain harmful chemicals like formaldehyde and acrolein, which can irritate your lungs and may lead to long-term damage. And those sweet, fruity flavors, they're designed to hook you in, but they're not so sweet for your body. Some studies suggest they might irritate your lungs or increase inflammation. So before you pick up that vape, think about what you're really inhaling. Your lungs are made for fresh air, not for chemicals. And that's our health news today here on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guest in the second part of today's show, Alexander Chagnon, pharmacist and spokesperson for the Quit to Win Challenge. Check out the website www.capsana.ca. That's CAPSANA.ca, or simply type in Quit to Win Challenge. We will close today's show with Lifetimes by Katy Perry. Thanks for listening, everybody. Sky.